Well, so happy to have with me this morning from the town of Kentville, Lindsay Young joining me, and she has pumpkins on the brain. Hi, Lindsay.
How are you today?
Well, not bad at all. Now, you are all decked out for the fall season.
We are here in Kentville. We are welcoming the pumpkin people, our annual visitors, and quite a few of them have already popped up in town, and we expect the full slate of people to be here by Saturday.
So each year you have a theme. So what are we dealing with this year for a theme?
This year's theme is Under the Sea, and we're actually kind of partnering with Valley Waste, which is our waste management company up here, to bring awareness through the pumpkin people about keeping our beaches and oceans clean and reducing your waste in general.
See, all I'm picturing is the Back to the Future prom dance, Enchantment Under the Sea. I wonder,
right?
Do we have any DeLoreans or anything like that?
No DeLoreans this year, but we do have tons of sea mammals. Jerry's really decked us out with orcas and whales and sharks and swordfish and turtles and all the really cool stuff that you would see under the sea.
Now, I know you had the Jurassic Park Safari Jeep, so does that mean we have a submarine this year, maybe?
I can't give away all of our secrets, man, but okay. I can tell you that there is a boat out there called the SS Lindsay. Which I'm quite, you know, my ego likes that a little bit. Jerry likes to throw little Easter eggs sometimes.
Nice. SS Lindsay. We had 13 Jennies.
Yeah.
So this goes on all month, right?
Absolutely. The pumpkin people are out from the 7th until the 29th. We bring them in just before Halloween, so there's lots of time to get up here. But you might want to come this weekend because it's our Harvest Festival on Saturday downtown in Center Square. And there's all kinds of free and fun family activities happening for folks from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, nice. So we can take part in that and then go for a drive or a walk and check out all the pumpkin displays.
Absolutely. And just ahead of Hurricane Philip or whatever he's going to be, we think he's going to miss us. So that's a rain or shine event anyway, but we're not worried about the weather.
And the big thing is it is free to take a drive through or walk through and check it out anytime, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can come on your own leisure time. If you don't like crowds, don't come on Saturday. You know, come sometime by yourself and check it out solo. That's always a great time, too.
Is there any must-see spots? I know there's certain locations that have more than others, but is there any spot that we have to go to?
Our big, huge, kind of life-size whale is over at Burger Hill, and that's a really popular spot for the large displays every year, so most people know how to get there. Take exit 14 and drive straight down the main road, and you can't miss it.
Okay. All right. So make sure we catch that, and just come on out and enjoy. And, of course, if you want to pick up pumpkins while you're in the valley, there's spots to do that, too.
Oh, absolutely. Tons of U-picks, lots of farmers markets open. It's a great time.
Well, Lindsay, congratulations on another year. How many years is this for the pumpkin people?
Oh, I wish I could give you an exact answer, but all the best I can say is we've been doing it since the early 90s.
All right. Well, it's going to be another one for the books. Have fun under the sea.
Thanks.
It's Lindsay Young. Make sure you make your trip to Kentville this fall and check out the Pumpkin People Festival on now in Kentville.